today. For every person that isn't counted, Shasta County could lose up to $1,000 per year for the next 10 years. We know we can do great things when we come together and that there is power in our numbers. Do your part. Check your mailbox or front door for your paper form. You can also take the census by phone at 844-330-2020 or online at my2020census.gov. By taking a few minutes to fill out the 9-question confidential survey, you can help shape the future of our communities.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
This is Carl Brott and Dr. Paul DeNuca. During the Civil War, Abe Lincoln said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand."
We can get through difficult times if we pull together as a country and a community. What can you do? We invite you to join a grassroots effort to unite our community through blood donations on September 11th, the National Day of Service and Remembrance. We already have 17 organizations committed to raise at least 170 blood donations. One blood donation saves 3 lives and raises the spirit of the donor. We need you to lift our community up.
Find us on Facebook at the event page, Equality, Unity, and Love, or call Vitalant at 243-0160 to make an appointment. Remember, September 11th, the National Day of Service. Call Vitalant at 243-0160 and make a difference.
We are all in this together.
I'm talking about boneless chicken wings. I propose that we as a city remove the... I propose that we as a city remove the name Boneless Wings from our menus and from our hearts.
Wait a second.
Whoever this guy is, I would like to buy him a beverage.
He's pretty good. That was all like class B-plus material. Yeah. He got to our hearts, though. That's A-level coming.
I'm trying to speak over here.
The visual of when he says boneless chicken wings and the people in the city council audience start cracking up and he walks away from the mic. He's like, "Hey, come on, guys." I'm trying to make a point here.
We need to remove it from the menus and our hearts.
Oh, that's beautiful.
This guy looks like a math tutor who could also teach your child clarinet.
Excellent. Go on, sir.
We as a city remove the name Boneless Wings from our menus and from our hearts. These are our reasons why. Number one, nothing about boneless chicken wings actually come from the wing of a chicken. We would be disgusted if a butcher was mislabeling their cuts of meats, but then we go around and pretending as though the breast of the chicken is its wing. Number two, boneless chicken wings are just chicken tenders, which are already boneless. I don't go to order boneless tacos. I don't go and order boneless club sandwiches. I don't ask for boneless auto repair. It's just what's expected. And then number three, we need to raise our children better. Our children are raised being afraid of having bones attached to their meat. That's where meat comes from. It grows on bones. We need to teach them that the wing of a chicken is from a chicken, and it's delicious. I propose that we rename boneless wings in the city of Lincoln. We can call them buffalo-style chicken tenders. We can call them wet tenders. We can call them saucy nugs or trash. We can take these steps and show the country that where we stand, and that we understand that we've been living a lie for far too long, and we know it because we feel it in our bones.
That's beautiful. Slow clap.
So, is there? There's got to be a. You can't just waste the city council's time.
You can't.
I mean, free speech. I'm
Are
just
you implying that gentleman's not serious about his movement here?
I'm just noodling.
Are you against citizens petitioning the government for the redress of their grievances, sir?
I'm not upset about it. I'm just kind of curious. I mean, obviously, if you had several people in a row doing comedy bits like that, and somebody over there who, you know, is about to lose their business because the city claims they need a handicap ramp, and you want to get up there and make your argument, you'd be like, "All right, hey, you... Muttonheads, why don't you come back next week? I got something serious to talk about here." So how do they handle that in city council?
Michael, could you please put the Constitution on a roll and put it in the bathroom for Mr. Armstrong to use? You can't. You might say, listen, we have serious business. As funny as that was, we really need to stick to that. So, you know, save it for another time.
I'm not worried about it. I just wonder how they would handle it.
I've been to quite a number of city council meetings. I've never seen anything like that.
I've only been to a couple and spoke at one.
I've been to several, and that's the best thing I've ever seen at a city council meeting.
No, I'll bet it's just because so few people go, it just wouldn't happen that often.
Yeah. And certainly not of that quality.
No, that was really, really good.
And the self-imposed two-minute time limit, too, as well.
Oh, that's kind of, right.
You can only go 2 minutes.
There is a time limit.
Can't just go up there and filibuster his way around boneless chicken wings forever.
Well, when I went, because I went a couple of weeks in a row when I was dealing with the homeless situation in my town, but there was one guy that was there each week, and they knew him by name. Okay, Jim, you're next. And then he gets up there, and he rambles on about something that's crazy. He's a crazy person.
Oh, boy.
And you can't not let him ramble on about his thing. So
not in my country, you can't.
That was a waste of everybody's time and pointless and not funny. So you might as well allow the one that is at least entertaining go.
Right, yeah, clearly. Well, when the academics and the woke and the Marxists get their way, they will decide whether you can speak or not, and if you're engaging in hate speech by challenging their various theories. So,
well, that was really good. He put some time and effort into that.
His bit was just a little bit too long. Lost steam there toward the end. Got to build pace. Come on, come on.
That was in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask Lincoln where. Oh, okay, interesting.
Which Abraham Lincoln is he going to survive? Coming up, I'll have the what they're doing in Washington, D.C. They've got a new board dealing with founding fathers and other historical figures that are going to be removed from Washington, D.C., including maybe the Washington Monument, which will at least require a plaque to explain what a bad guy he was. Lincoln, is he in the clear?
No.
He's probably...
Absolutely not.
Well, I'll have to read this for you. The standards that they're asking historical figures to meet... nobody met in this country 10 years ago, let alone 200 years ago.
Right, right. It's absolutely insane. This doesn't deserve a lot of time, so I'll stuff it in right now. There is a Chinese firm sanctioned for human rights abuses. They're supplying the concentration camps with a lot of their technology. U.S. Department of Commerce added MEGV to its list of sanctioned entities implicated in human rights violations and abuses. The implementation of China's campaign of repression, mass detention, high technology surveillance against Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other members of Muslim minority groups, blah, blah, blah. 10% owner of this company? Where is he? Hunter Biden. 10% owner of repressive Chinese corporations.
Did you
10%? That's not small.
No, it's not.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hunter Biden's 10% stake. Let's see. And then, okay, so there's an umbrella company that they own, which owns the other company.
Okay.
So it's one of those downstream a little bit. But if you're doing business in China, you're financing repression of human beings. That much is clear.
Did you see the story over the weekend? I can't remember where I read it about the infrastructure that China has built recently for the million people they have in concentration camps there, the Uyghurs.
Saw a little bit of that. Satellite photos and everything.
Yeah, they seem to have abandoned any attempt to, like, hide what they're doing. Because they had just, it's like regular towns, and they're claiming, you know, they're schools, and people live and work and play, and there's nothing going on here. But that's it. They've raised some of these towns and just built these big, you know, industrial-looking dorms that look way more like what you'd picture a concentration camp being.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of doing away with any pretense that this isn't just what the world is calling it.
Hmm.
Another example that Xi just doesn't care about world opinion.
No, he actually believes his system is a better way to govern humanity. He's a true believer.
They're no longer trying to fool anybody. And the fact that, you know, it's got to be... I heard Jonah Goldberg talking about this the other day, and he's Jewish, so he's, you know, he has a particular angle on the whole never again idea that came out of the Holocaust, never again. Never again, it's happening right now all kinds of different places, and at a level in China that dwarfs anything anybody's ever done before in terms of size, and the world is just kind of, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? We're doing business with them. It's profitable.
China is asshole!
They make my iPhone, and it's really cheap, so, What are you going to do? Glad I'm not a Uyghur in China. That's what I'd say.
Michael, do you have any thoughts on the compromises that must be made to do business with China?
You got to lower your ideals of freedom if you want to suck on the warm teat of China.
That's a good point.
Wow.
Frank, talk, Jack.
Meanwhile, we're tearing down our history because we're the awful country. More on that in just a second.
Armstrong and Getty.
Armstrong and Getty here, and let's talk about keeping your home and your family safe. Most home security companies trap you with high prices, tricky contracts, and lousy customer support. But there is one option for home security that stands above all the others.
SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe's got everything you need to protect your home with none of the drawbacks of traditional home security.
It's got an arsenal of sensors and cameras that blanket every room, window, and door, tailored specifically for your home.
And you can set it up yourself in under an hour. I love that. You just peel and stick the sensors exactly where you need them. No technician required. Nobody's coming to your home. There's no contract like a lot of these systems. No pushy sales guys. No hidden fees. No fine print.
But professional monitoring keeps watch day and night, ready to send the cops, fire, or medical pros when you need them.
You can do this for about $15 a month. You're not locked into a long contract. And how good is SimpliSafe? Well, according to U.S. News and World Report, it is the best overall home security of 2020.
Head to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. Get a free HD camera for our listeners. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep, is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to SleepNumber.com.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
College Community Speaker Series proudly hosts a talk by Fox News panelist and NPR political correspondent Mara Lizon via online webinar on September 10th at 6 p.m. Ms. Lizon will provide an engaging evaluation of American politics and the 2020 upcoming election, followed by a Q&A session. The event is free and open to the public. Get your tickets at maralizon.eventbrite.com. This event is a joint effort by the Shasta College Foundation, the McConnell Foundation, and the Women's Fund. For more information, please visit www.shastacollege.edu/foundation or maralizon.eventbrite.com.
Hi,
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
A few moments ago, I called Senator Markey to congratulate him and to pledge my support to him and his campaign in the months ahead.
I extended my respect and congratulations for a campaign that has been fierce at times, but always fueled by a shared commitment to the people of this great Commonwealth. The progressive movement knows how to fight. We will not surrender.
No, they won't. So what happened there in Massachusetts, it's getting a lot of attention because there's a Kennedy involved. And it's the first time a Kennedy's ever lost a race in Massachusetts. I'm hoping that's the end of the Kennedy thing. I hope I never hear the name Kennedy again in my life, unless you're not related to that particular Kennedy clan. Just enough with the Kennedys.
Right.
The whole idea of family lineages and dynasties is sickening and ought to be. But the interesting thing is that particular Kennedy you lost was kind of a mainstream Democrat, and he got beat by the super woke progressive type.
Hmm.
And, you know, it's
so
just,
the older guy was more woke than him, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And so that's where you end up. And kind of fits in with this. So in Washington, D.C., there is a new board that has been put together to try to tear down some history. Benjamin Franklin famously said after the Constitutional Convention that we've created a republic if you can keep it. Well, maybe we can't keep it, and Ben Franklin's own statue is maybe taken out of the Senate Capitol building, or the Senate building there in the Capitol, very soon if this new panel has its way. Benjamin Franklin has been named, among others, as a person of concern. And it's been recommended that his name be removed from D.C. property.
Canceled.
The astonishing proposals come from a Washington, D.C. government committee formed by Mayor Muriel Bowser to re-examine the names of school statues and parks in the wake of protests.
She's a crazy person.
I mean,
she's on the same level as Ted Wheeler in Portland and old What's-Her-Face in Seattle. I mean, she's just way gone lefty.
I don't get this stuff. I get the argument, at least, on the Confederate stuff. Sometimes agree, sometimes I don't. Depends on the statute, depends on when it went up, et cetera, et cetera. But on the Founding Father stuff, like Benjamin Franklin, who's being harmed by Benjamin Franklin being there? And who's being helped if he's removed? That's the question.
It's a whole institutional racism thing.
Right.
The institutions of this country, our founders, everything, is by definition racist, so must be torn down, all of it.
Well, if you're a believer of the 1619 Project, which is going to be taught in your kid's school, this country was founded on slavery, and obviously, you know, your Ben Franklins and others had to be involved in that. The committee submitted its report earlier this week, and Ms. Bowser announced the list. The committee says it hunted for historical figures with, quote, key disqualifying histories, including participation in slavery, systemic racism, mistreatment of or actions that suppressed equality for persons of color, women, and LGBTQ communities, and violation of the D.C. Human Rights Act.
So anyone who followed the laws and customs of their time, period, everyone.
Who wasn't treating, for instance, women as not equal to men in the late 1700s. Anybody? Anybody at all?
You'd have to be actively petitioning for women to vote. And even if you were, you probably didn't have anything to say about gay rights in the 1760s, 1770s. So you're canceled, too. Everybody is canceled. And everything.
Canceled! I would have to guess that there's nobody that would pass that test that worked before 2010.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have politicians of the 2000s, let alone the 90s, 80s, you know, recent history, that were way on the wrong side of gay rights, trans rights, that
sure.
sort of stuff.
Well, Barry Satoro himself, Barack Obama, ran his marriage as a man and a woman.
So did Bill Clinton.
Canceled.
Canceled!
In keeping with the history of this sort of thing, like the French Revolution, they worked really fast. Took 6 weeks to render the judgment of 1,330 properties named for various people. They did that all in 6 weeks because they got such a fever going. If you could pull off the guillotine, they'd still do it. The committee wants the Franklin School Historic Landmark renamed and recommends that D.C. petition the federal government to remove, relocate, or contextualize a federally owned Franklin statue. It offers the same recommendation for the federal Washington Monument. Yeah, the great big giant white building that you may have gone to the top of. Some other school names the committee wants scrubbed: Thomas Jefferson, Francis Scott Key, Alexander Graham Bell, inventor of the telephone, James Monroe, among others. And as it says here in the Wall Street Journal by the editorial board, is anybody going to ask Joe Biden whether or not he's okay with this?
Yes,
he's been
please.
In Washington, D.C. for 50 years. He's been in the Senate since 1972. You walked by that Biden statue or the Franklin statue a lot of times. Do you think it ought to be removed? Anybody going to ask him that? I'd like to hear what he has to say. Because the very town he lives in is going to take it down.
It's so frustrating because it's so wildly illogical. It's difficult to even argue with these people. I mean, a number of the people we've named were ahead of their time, fighting to end slavery, for instance. But being ahead of your time isn't good enough. You have to be ahead of this time, 230 years ago, which is, that's borderline mentally ill, delusional, expecting that. But they're dead serious. And as Bill Maher put it so brilliantly, we ought to have this tape ready to use at any time, but said, you're not better than Jesus. You're not better than Ulysses S. Grant. You just came after them. It's just, it is, as I said the other day, it's this humble brag. It's this false puffing up of their chests with self-righteousness that, no, the implication is, yeah, if I were the ambassador to France and a brilliant scientist in 1760, I would have been saying you need to free the slaves and let the black people vote. And by the way, transgender people ought to be teaching your kids. Oh, yeah, you would have been saying that, sure. Yeah, these people ought to be laughed off the planet, and yet they're being taught in universities. Oh, it's enough to make your head explode. I'm glad heads don't actually explode, because mine probably would.
That'd be wild.
Well, and it'd be disgusting.
It'd be kind of like when the, what's-his-name, Banner turns into the Hulk. You'd feel it coming, and you'd think, oh, I better calm down.
Right.
I better calm down. I'm
deep
about
breaths,
to,
deep breaths.
My head's going to explode. I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I don't want this to happen to me. I'm getting a little worked up.
Oh, and now I'm enormous and green. Damn it. I knew that was going to happen.
Is Hulk the strongest Avenger? I know he and Thor have a conversation about that.
Are you 9 years
much,
old?
Much
what,
debate.
What is happening here?
You child?
See,
the
you thing child?
Hulk's strength scales with how angry he is.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
So, in theory, he can be the strongest of them, okay. But I don't know if he ever gets to that level. On a calm Sunday, I think Thor might be a little stronger.
It's really more about effectiveness than strength, Jack. You know, let's bottom line it. Thor, it gets a little out of hand.
He's definitely the
funniest. Wait a minute, did I just get lured into this conversation?
He's definitely the funniest Avenger, no doubt about that.
You child.
Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums, and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia. A full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, that's funny when that happens.
What is the theory on what this youth is trying to express?
From the video, it appears that he is trying to convince his dad that, no, I don't actually need to take a bath right now, Father.
Ah,
yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that is so cute when that happens.
Fabulous.
Little kid, clearly they have a thought, and they're really adamant about it. They just have no ability. They have no words.
You know, I think my favorite thing in my entire life was watching my kids' language development from infancy through, you know, more sophisticated speech. It may be the most interesting thing I've ever observed.
Do you remember the first time you had like a deep kind of philosophical conversation with your kid, and you're like, wow, I remember when you sounded like this.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It grows inch by inch, you know, the sophistication of the conversation.
Right,
so there's no, like, breakthrough moment. But we have breaking obvious news. Breaking obvious news. Keep Brandon in the stall. He's enjoying his hay. It's not that important. The German government left no room for interpretation, saying toxicology tests returned unequivocal proof that Alexei Navalny, Russian dissident, anti-Putin activist, was poisoned with a nerve agent from the Novichok group.
Circumstantial.
Russia denies it, blah, 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 but they were unequivocal in their statement. Novichok nerve agent was also used on former Russian spy Sergei Skripal in Salisbury in 2018.
That's a coincidence.
Hearsay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, anyway, again, not surprising to anybody. Somebody, who's this, alert listener Morris just sent this to us. It's a picture from the Wall Street Journal of an angry, woke, white girl screaming at, yelling at, a black woman who appears to be wearing a Trump hat, and the white girl is waving a Black Lives Matter sign in the black woman's face. If that don't beat all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if these particular white guys that I'm looking at right here, their mugshots, if they were Black Lives Matter people or Antifa people or what they are, but one of them, well, they were all arrested and then let loose very quickly without bail and then no charges pressed by the DA. This has been happening with thousands of people, I got to believe, over 100 days there in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Andy No reporting on it. This one particular guy, Philip L. Nelson, he was arrested at a violent Antifa protest in June, quickly released without bail, his charge not pursued by the DA. He stabbed two people to death a couple of weeks ago.
Beautiful.
See, the problem is, you freaking unicorn-sniffing weirdos, is the sort of person that's willing to commit violence is the sort of person that's willing to commit violence. Most of us aren't, ever in our entire lives. But some people are, and the people that are tend to do it repeatedly.
Right, right.
That's why you got to get them off the street.
They tried to tell you who they are.
God, that's maddening. I can't even imagine how upset I would be. I'd have to go to church every day for the rest of my life. If my loved one is stabbed to death by somebody you had in custody, you knew they were a violent, you knew they were this person.
You knew
they
were a predator.
And you let them go for political reasons because you hate Trump. God.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. That'd be tough to swallow. We played a couple of the chunks of tape earlier of John DeBerry, who's a state legislator in Tennessee, 69 years old. And it's brilliant. It is eloquent. We're going to play you a couple of more cuts right now just because it's so good. If you want to hear the entirety of his speech, I think it's about 8 minutes. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah. And that's on Fridays, this previous Friday's One More Thing podcast. But let's hear more from John DeBerry.
Don't you know that the people who are looking at what's happening in Washington, in Detroit, in Portland, in Seattle, they're getting emboldened because we act like a bunch of punks, too frightened to stand up and protect our own stuff. You tell me that somebody got the right to tear down property that Tennessee taxpayers paid for? That American taxpayers paid for, and somebody has the right to destroy it, deface it, and tear it down? What kind of people have we become? That we can't protect our own stuff. Peaceful protest ends peacefully. anarchy ends in chaos. And what we see happening right now, any of us with any common sense whatsoever, know that what we see is not peaceful. So we can continue to fool ourselves and mix with words and use rhetoric and public relations in order to frost this stuff over and put a nice picture on what we see that is frightening.
Wow, that's good stuff. Do we have one more clip?
Yeah.
Were you going to say something, Jack? Sorry.
If Biden said exactly those words with that sort of passion, he'd have gotten a lot further with that speech the other day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go on, sir.
You're telling me that somebody has the right to throw feces and urine in the face of those that we as taxpayers pay to protect us, and that's okay? What has happened to us? If we don't get this right now, I've got grandchildren. I don't want to see the country we're going to have 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. If we don't start acting like we got some guts right now, brethren, sisterin, friends, colleagues, right now.
I never heard sisterin before.
The first clip we played earlier, and it's all at armstrongandgetty.com, okay? And it's well worth watching. But the very first clip, he comes down hard on the, you know, call it whatever you want, racist, anti-racist, critical race theory people. He just hammers them for making everything about color and how insidious and dangerous that is. It's good stuff.
Well, right there, to stand up for the cops against the people that are, you know, standing there screaming at them and throwing stuff at them. Biden hasn't gone that far.
No. Nope. That's some good stuff. And again, it's at armstrongandgetty.com. I'm gonna listen to it all again. You know, he says it much more eloquently than I do. And the other part of his backstory is he's about 70 years old. He grew up in Tennessee, and he had to sit at the other lunch counters and walk through the door coloreds only and drink from those water fountains because that was the law. And he was there helping change it, and he's seen it changed, and now he sits in a seat of authority, and he is an eloquent man, and oh, it's just fantastic. Now there's a hero. Some guy running around with a ball. You know, if you enjoy watching them do their thing, that's fine. I do, too. I watch sports. But they're not heroes. That guy is a hero.
The U.S. Open tennis tournament starting this week? I used to follow tennis a lot when I was younger. I don't see much anymore. They're going with the NBA bubble plan.
Oh.
That's how they're going to pull it off. They're
all the tennis players have to go there to Flushing Meadows?
And they're all going to hang out and be quarantine more or less from everybody else.
And watch Dancing with the Stars now that Carol Baskin's on it.
On the surface, tennis, that seems very doable sustainable.
Yeah. Because
they're a weekend or two tournaments, right? You're not quarantined for months at a time away from family. You just got to get clean and then get to the bubble and then you're good to go.
So sports like that you could pull off. So you could probably do that with golf tournaments too because it's just 4 days.
Although there's a golf tournament every week.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Well, how about the big ones? You could do the Masters, right? Why couldn't you just have them all quarantined?
Well, there's not a problem, though, with golf. They're not really that worried about the vid with golf. Guys who get it have to stay home, but it's played outdoors. You're far away from people. It's so different.
But you can't do the NFL that way.
No. No.
Not possible. And when do they claim they're starting?
Soon. Training camps have already opened.
More or less on time or a couple of weeks later? I don't actually know. I can't remember. Did I hear September 10th or something? I can't recall.
I think that's going to make baseball seem like...
September 10th is right.
Okay.
I think it's going to make MLB seem like the NBA in terms of some people get some cases, you have to postpone, cancel a game.
The Cardinals don't play for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And it's not like baseball where you're playing 60 regular season games. You got 16 regular season games, so you can't miss.
Play a doubleheader.
A football doubleheader.
I would watch an NFL doubleheader.
Don't be a wuss.
Man, that eighth quarter of that day, people are going to be beat up.
Oh, man.
Quarterback's just throwing it underhand.
That's what conditioning counts.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I just don't see how that's going to work. Well, might as well try.
Did you know baseball headers are 7-inning games this season?
When they do the double headers, yeah.
If they have to make up a game because somebody got the vid or whatever, they just play seven innings. So it's funny. It's like I'm back in high school because high school ball is seven innings. And I have to remember, oh, that's right, fifth inning. It's quite late. You got to get your setup guy in there or whatever, yeah. So.
They're interviewing on MSNBC Melania's ex-friend again, who wrote a book called, what's it called, Melania and Me or something.
Yeah. She's this year's Michael Avenatti.
Oh, right.
She's just a cause celeb at the liberal cable channels.
You were friends with somebody, Trump's wife of all people. She has nothing to do with anything. Melania's got nothing to do with anything. It's not like it's even a person of power.
Right.
But because you were friends with her and are saying bad things about her now, you're on TV every freaking day. That's a silly society right there.
I'd say.
That makes my discussion of who's stronger, Thor or the Hulk, seem important. You're talking to the president's wife's ex-friend.
About how she can be such a bitch sometimes. Well, that's some good TV, NBC. You proud of yourselves?
And that's news. All right.
We're going to try to end strong. Coming back in moments.
Strong as Hulk or Thor, depending on how you
are. All right.
Armstrong and Getty.
Opinions are everywhere when you watch the news. But what about your opinion? Why can't you just get the facts to decide for yourself? News Nation is on every night, 8, 7 Central on WGN America. A nightly newscast in primetime that doesn't tell you what to think. 7 nights a week, News Nation will deliver you news, not talk. Facts, not opinions. Find your local channel by going to WGNAmerica.com. It's your news, your nation.
Meet Lisa, a former attorney. Well, she's still technically an attorney, but she's spending more of her time on administrative tasks like HR, client intake, and marketing. Things that do need to be done, but not what she became a lawyer to do. If you share Lisa's challenges, you need Lexicon. Lexicon has over a decade of experience in helping attorneys grow and manage their law firms with our software and services. And we can help you put your focus back where it belongs, practicing law and earning money. Visit lexiconservices.com/start.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try New Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at relaxiamood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
TimeshareTerminationTeam.com. We'll get you out.
Are you tired of paying costly fees for a timeshare you can never use? Timeshare Termination Team will get you out of your timeshare, legally and permanently, guaranteed. Act now to get 15% off this month only. Visit TimeshareTerminationTeam.com today.
TimeshareTerminationTeam.com. We'll get you out.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Yesterday. No. By not wearing a mask and sneaking into a hair salon others were banned from entering, Nancy Pelosi did something worse. Nancy Pelosi drowned science in a $12 a pint designer ice cream cup. She crushed science with her $20,000 Sub-Zero freezer. And then she ripped science apart like a State of the Union address. And she did it all on camera. Woo!
My son once said something astute to me. He said, people who say science says this as if it's one thing and everybody agrees is by definition an idiot. So Nancy, yeah, who's fully on board with shutting down all the businesses, including her poop-strewn hometown of San Francisco, was seen on security cameras violating her own laws and getting a haircut and a blow dry and the rest of it in a salon that was closed without the owner knowing it. And the owner is, you know, desperate at this point, having been shut down for months.
So remember when Nancy got beat up because she was posting about how, you know, she's staying at home because of the coronavirus. And then she had a picture of her ridiculously expensive refrigerator and her ridiculously expensive Pacific Heights San Francisco home. And
well, she's mind-bogglingly wealthy.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you see when I got some of that same blowback for tweeting out that picture of my fridge? Did you follow that on Twitter?
No. No.
So the point of my picture was both the doors were open. I was putting stuff away and turned around, and our little pug puppy was standing up there with his feet up there looking in there, and it looked kind of funny. It was like
browsing a little.
Yes, yeah, it looked like he was like, I'm hungry. What's in here?
Let's see. What do we got? Oh, wait, the leftover pizza.
But some people, you know, haters on Twitter are what they are, but people were, you know, saying I was trying to show off my wealth with the stuff that was in my fridge. Which I found hilarious because the stuff that's in my fridge is like, you know, Kraft cheese slices and French's mustard and, you know, all of the most basic, cheapest, redneck, white trash food you can imagine. Because that's what we eat.
Wow. Showing off your wealth, your white privilege.
Yeah. Wonder bread, all of your fancy stuff.
The haters on Twitter have almost no effect on me. I'll read comments occasionally and I'll see one, think, oh, I guess they're trying to bait me, and I'll just keep going. It's probably years of dealing with it, but you people are, there's something wrong with you, and I pity you.
So
it's really my only reaction.
Every day I give thanks to my haters.
So,
What's the end of that expression? They give me a reason to live or something like that?
They're the most efficient fuel source on the planet.
There you go.
They motivate me.
Yeah. You're here.
So maybe the most popular podcast in America, in the world, is Joe Rogan, the guy who used to be the host of Fear Factor?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
How'd that happen? Anyway, so he had this podcast, and anybody can have a podcast. You can have one. If you own a phone or a computer or anything, you can have a podcast. It's very, very easy to do.
People to listen to it's a bit of a trick.
Yeah, because there's so many out there. One of the reasons, I mean, he's good at it. I'm not denying that at all. But there are a lot of people that are good at it. But he was really early in and so built a listenership and has a huge listenership. And so a big company, Spotify, decided to buy his podcast and move him over there. And there are rumors that he got $100 million. If it's half that, obviously, it's a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
I would guess that's low. I think it would
wouldn't surprise
that,
me if it's $100 million with the number of people that listen all the time. But what's interesting...
We'll do it for a third of that,
one of it,
Spotify.
One of his things...
Oh, that's right. We're under contract. Sorry.
One of his things on his podcast, and one of the things people like about podcasts, is it is not governed by the FCC, and you don't have advertisers in the conventional sense, so you can say anything. Any language is fine.
Heck yes, by golly.
You can say anything you want, and you can't get canceled. Hate me as much as you want. It's still going to be on the internet.
Right.
Well, apparently that's not true once Joe Rogan liked that, and he would say all kinds of stuff and have all kinds of guests. He moved over to Spotify, and now his library of podcasts no longer has Milo Yiannopoulos.
Cancel.
Or Alex Jones. Or a whole bunch of other people that are pretty controversial and probably said some pretty controversial, not politically correct things. None of those are available anymore on his... archive.
Oh boy!
Now that he went to Spotify and has somebody to answer to.
Yeah.
Now would I make that deal? Yes. Uh-huh. I'm not criticizing him, but I just think that's interesting. He's got somebody to answer to now.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
I don't want the show to be over, but I'm ready to listen to the final thoughts from Armstrong and Getty.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
How about a final thought from everybody on the crew? Michael presses the buttons in the control room. What's your final thoughts here?
Yeah, earlier in the show we talked about jetpacks, and if the price gets down to $25,000, I might take out a 401k loan. I'd consider that a good investment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Pay the penalty for early withdrawal. I need to get a jetpack.
Commute with the thing. That'd be fun. I'd look forward every morning. Positive Sean, our producer, final thought?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you took a picture of the inside of my fridge right now, you would get nothing but condiments and like a pre-shredded cheese bag.
Yeah, I'm not much better.
Classic bachelor.
It's not a lot of effort to shred cheese, but the bag shredded cheese is a beautiful thing.
Treat yourself. Oh, they cost about the same, too. It's not even like you're paying more.
Treat yourself.
Exactly. Life is short. Enjoy yourself. Jack, a final thought for the folks?
God, I split it out of my mind. I had one. What was it? Oh, that's frustrating. Aging. That's disappointing.
Yeah, that's a final thought for you.
Yeah, don't age.
Yeah,
try to avoid it.
My final thought was I sat down to watch the San Francisco Giants play baseball last night, and I thought, I'll do a shot every time they score a run. Well, I'm doing the show from the hospital this morning as the Giants won 23-2 over the Rockies of Colorado. 23 runs. It's like watching batting practice.
I had to get a little embarrassing for both sides, right?
Yeah, yeah, and one wonders whether you should have a mercy rule. I mean, listen, we're down 15. Can we just end this? Can we all go back to the hotel and try not to get COVID?
Has a team ever said that's it? We're out. We got a big game this weekend with a rival, and there's no point in.
Although one of their catchers pitched the last inning or last inning and a half. He just stood out there. He looked like a dad playing catch. He'd kind of take a step and throw the ball at the
plate. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people, thanks a little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have the strategies and tactics of radicals. You have to listen to that. Send it to your friends. Also, the podcast with the full John DeBerry speech at armstrongandgetty.com. You can email us if there's something we ought to be talking about. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
Oh, I remembered my final thought. Too late. See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
And I'll whoop you back.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.